de hele week geven wij hier elkaar te weg op Radio 10 voor het concert van Robbie Williams. Hij komt naar Nederland, hij geeft concert in de Ziggo Dome. En de voorverkoop begint over 3 kwartier. En wij mogen hem interviewen. We mogen gewoon... Sterker nog, ik ga het gewoon zeggen. Robbie Williams, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I've just been in Australia and now I'm in Paris. And the jet lag is... It's real.
It's good talking to you. It's been a few years. Congratulations with your 14th number one album.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. The story continues. I am flabbergasted. These nice things keep happening to me. Flabbergasted and confused and elated is mainly how I feel professionally.
You broke the Elvis Presley record for the most number one albums by a solo artist. So how did you celebrate that?
I don't think I really celebrate anything professionally. I think I just exhale having achieved it. I don't think there is any part of me that goes around with my chest out, popping non-alcoholic champagne.
So there's the record, the album 25. It's full of re-recordings of your fans' favorites, your own favorites. And it also has a Dutch touch, because on the album you can hear our own Metropole Orchestra. Why this album, Robbie?
My management said that we should celebrate this anniversary. I'm not much for celebrating anniversaries, but I'm really glad that I have, because it's just given me opportunity to take stock of what has happened to me, how it happened to me, and to get a different bit of perspective on parts of my life that were sometimes very dark. This has given me the ability to shine a brighter light over those moments.
Well, you really did. When I listened to the re-recordings of your songs together with the orchestra, it's almost like you reinvented them in some kind of way. I mean, your classic song, Angels, it sounds better than ever.
Do you know what? People have been saying such nice things about the songs, and they've been saying such nice things about these versions. I don't think that I've ever received as many emails and texts saying, got the new album, or I've heard such and such, and it's great, mate, well done. You know, I know that this is a special collection of songs done in a special way.
And you have quite the back catalogue, if you look over all those songs and you listen to them again. I really would like to know, is there one favourite song for you to play of all those Robbie Williams songs?
Angels, always Angels.
Always Angels.
I don't even have to think about it. Yeah, I don't have to think about it when I'm singing. You know, it's just, there's no stress, there's no pressure. Yeah, it connects with the audience. It's bigger than me. It's outside of me. And it means something to people that I can never understand. But I know it exists somewhere in a pantheon of massive songs, and I just happen to be lucky enough to have written some of it.
And you come to the Netherlands in January, 2 big shows at the Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam on January 28th and 29th. What can the Dutch fans expect?
Well, if they've seen me before, they can expect that again, but better.
Even better. Because I saw the cover of the album, and I thought, whoa, oh my God, he's really in shape. What's your secret?
The secret is just fighting, 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 because everything about me wants to eat carbohydrates and bread and buns and cake and chocolate, and everything in me wants me just to be morbidly obese. But I fight the good fight every day.
Well, you do a good job.
Well, you know, it's a constant battle.
It's a battle, but not with the fans, I think, because they all still love your repertoire and your songs. What do you think of the Dutch fans? Are they very ambitious?
I love the Dutch fans. They've been the most loyal out of... I can't believe how well my records do there and have continued to do. I'm very, very grateful for them. You know, going and playing the stadium there just feels overwhelming and an honour. I know I use that word a lot, an honour, but it is an honour to be taken into the hearts of so many people over there. I feel very grateful.
when I look to the future, I read that Glastonbury Legend slot is still on your bucket list. But what else is there on the bucket list?
Oh, there's plenty of things to do. There's plenty of projects to dream up. There's plenty of goals to achieve. I want more, and I want bigger. I want more fun as well. And, I want to be able to create and have my creative desires be realized. But there's a lot on the way.
There's more to come from Robbie Williams.
Absolutely.
Robbie, thank you very much for this interview. We're looking forward to the shows, the live shows in January. And until then, we'd like to say goodbye. And we're going to play, I think, one of your favorite songs right now from your own back catalog. You just mentioned him. Shall we play Angels?
Yeah, please. Let's play Angels.
Let's do that one. From 25, the new record. Robbie Williams, thank you very much. And we see you in January back in the Netherlands.
All right. Be well, mate.
Bye-bye.
See you, brother.
Bye-bye.
I sit away as an angel contemplate my fate.